afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let me welcome you from lunch. And we need to get started. Before we left, we had some flags up. We had WHO, the flag is up, but the person is missing. Had the flag for Member for Africa. That one has been withdrawn. We had a flag for Member for Asia, yes, and Member for North America. So let's have Member for Asia, please.
Thank you. Well, we, you know, before proceeding into details, I have a question to you or to the Codex Secretariat. That is, we are considering recommendations coming from consultants, but the recommendations is targeted toward commission for consideration, if I'm not wrong. So some of the cases, like what I mentioned, when we like to change the wording, is it possible? And that's the question I have, and I'd like to get the answer. But anyway, about the public at large, I don't want to get into details, but anyway, perhaps I was not so clear for at least the representative from WHO. I mentioned, and I thought I mentioned clearly, we would welcome the dissemination of information to the public at large. But this document talks about proactive communication. And to us, it's okay to have proactive communication with the membership observer organizations. But in the case of public at large, you know, it's, it's really welcome thing to disseminate information to the general public or the public at large. But I thought the intention of recommendation, the original intention, is not to have, you know, comment coming from the public at large, but the communication means bidirectional exchange, and it's not just one way. And if it's one way, it's not the communication. So, I mean, this is an example where perhaps there could be better wording to indicate what the intention of the recommendation is. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Asia. I think shall respond to that. Let's have a Member for North America, please.
Thank you, Chair. I would note for us to we keep in mind that these recommendations are backed up by a fairly extensive report where we can reference what in fact the consultant was working from. I just first wanted to just note something that was the interventions from Indonesia and the WHO related to data. I think it's really important that we raise the awareness of the need for focusing not just on data from developing countries, but making sure that we do not forget that other countries, and speaking as a developing country, that other countries have different situations than us, and we always need to have that in mind. And I thought those were very timely and interventions and things that we should always keep in mind. But I really wanted to address sort of generally the recommendations. We've talked yesterday and today about a number of activities, of things that we would like to have the Secretariat involved with. We talked about the critical review table, making it more informative, more complete. We talked about a number of areas where we were looking for something more proactive and more analytical. These things take time. And it's not just minutes and hours here and there. It's concentrated time to think and analyze. And so where do we get this time? It's a struggle that all organizations go through. And many of us, I imagine, are senior executives in our own organizations, and we have to think about the same kind of thing. How do we get time? And this takes us to some of the recommendations, specifically 6, 9, and 10 that talk about efficiencies that will get you some time. How do we get time? Well, one is we hire more people. That's the quickest thing. That's what everybody likes to do. it's not always the most practical or feasible thing to do. And so while we certainly need to talk about staffing and whether or not we have appropriate staffing, I don't think we should be so unrealistic to think that we can solve all of our problems, or we will be able to solve all of our problems by just hiring more people, because we probably aren't going to be able to do that. Another is to use technology, and that is, again, addressed in recommendations 9 and 10 as a way of becoming more efficient. The world has changed, and all of us, again, as organizations, have a hard time sometimes getting into the swing of things with the new technology. We should probably just hire a bunch of 22-year-olds to come in and do it for us, and then we can figure it out. But anyway, technology is important. And then the third is just more efficient work processes. And why do we have to do these things? Well, then that gets into some of the other recommendations, particularly 7 and 8, where we talk about improving communications, and we talk about playing a more proactive role in standard setting. And we had had some conversation about what that number 7 meant, standard setting. And I would refer the group to pages 16 and 17 of the consultant's report, where basically what it's talking about, and I'm not sure that the phraseology in the table quite communicates it, what they're basically talking about is that the standards officers in Codex have a lot of responsibilities that are related to the flow of documents, and that their skills are frequently more technical or more scientific or oriented toward higher levels of expertise, and that the idea is that the standards officers ought to be able to spend more time doing those kinds of things, whereas the process work is shifted to other employees. That's what they're getting at. They're really getting at freeing up the time for the standards officers to do the kinds of things that we've been talking about, the more proactive analytical things. So I hope that we can spend some time talking about those areas. I think those are really important areas and areas that we have a lot of potential for making some progress. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Member for North America. There are no more flags, but there was a question of saying whether we should change the wording. I need to be guided here, but I think we cannot change the wording of the consultant. But I need your guidance on this. All we can do is comment on that and maybe provide a text that is suitable to the committee as a recommendation to the commission. I believe that's what we should do. I see a lot of nodding on that, so I think we shall proceed that way. Yes, we have a right to reward, but I don't think we should go to change the recommendation as it stands from the consultant. Thank you very much. WHO. There was a flag for WHO. I don't know whether... Are you going to intervene right now? No? Okay. Thank you very much. Now let's go to specifics. And I would wish to indulge you by trying to move a little bit faster, because we have discussed at length some of these issues. Some of these issues have also been discussed under other agenda items. And therefore, we should be able to move fairly fast, especially the issue of budget and so forth. If you look at recommendation number one, recommendation number three. Number one, it's talking about FAO should agree as a matter of urgency and desirable balance on the contribution. It's talking about budget. Number three is talking about budget. And we had some fairly long discussion about the budget. I want to propose that we take these two and pronounce ourselves on them and move forward fairly fast so that we're not bogged down. We have heard the submissions yesterday from FAO and WHO. Is there support for these recommendations? Chair Ulepak, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Your proposal that we would agree that it is a matter of concern by this committee that FAO and WHO fully fund Codex, I think we could not disagree with that. With respect to number three, however, there has been some discussion about whether it is legally feasible to use this savings account and carry over funding. And I think we have heard that that is not allowed, in which case we really don't need to discuss that anymore because it's a settled matter, a legal matter. So if that, I think that may be what you mean also, where there's no really no point in talking about that any further, I think.
FAO.
Gracias, señor presidente. Solo para confirmar que en el caso de esta última observación en relación con la transferencia de fondos, no es posible en este momento con el sistema actual hacerlo, por el momento. Y en relación con el presupuesto que la FAO está otorgando al CODES, como lo dijimos ayer, ratificamos que para el próximo bienio, el presupuesto que tiene asignado el CODEX será ratificado en la misma cantidad que para el bienio anterior.
Thank you, FAO. I don't think we have any more comments on that. So let's look at recommendation number two. Recommendation number two is FAO and WHO should allocate sufficient resources, staff and non-staff, to the Joint Codex budget, create a sustainable secretariat able to support the activities of Codex. And we have quick comments on that.
Gracias, señor presidente. La información que podemos proporcionar en este sentido es que la plaza de profesional nivel 4, como habíamos mencionado, que era un nuevo puesto asignado para el Codex Alimentarios, que el puesto ha sido, la información respecto a la vacante ha sido distribuida a través del del sistema del Codex y se espera proceder con la contratación de este nuevo puesto P4 a la brevedad posible. Con respecto a la vacante creada por la selección de la señora Selma Doiran como chair, ha quedado libre un puesto de P5 que será boletinado en breve para hacer la selección de este puesto a la brevedad posible. Esta es la información que podría proporcionar.
So on that recommendation, number two, we note that FAO is in the process of filling the vacant post under P4, which had been frozen for some time, and also is in the process of filling the P5 vacancy that has been left as a result of Selma moving on to the post of secretary. Is that a fair conclusion on that item? I see a flag which is not quite going up and down. Member for Nazwa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, and I'm sorry for my indecisiveness. I'm just not sure that we've actually maybe had enough discussion on this particular recommendation. I think it's important to note that there's vacancy action being done, but when we talk about a sustainable secretariat, what do we actually mean? Have we, or has there been some discussion about the skill set of the secretariat, not necessarily in this room, but within the secretariat itself? We've all seen that over the last 5 to 10 years, the demands on the secretariat have changed immensely because of our changing role. Have the skill sets been looked at in terms of, as the member for North America said before, the recommendation that talks about a more proactive role? Is there an ability to rearrange that skill set so that food standards officers don't get burdened with a lot of that administrative process, very important process, I might add, type work? So I just think that perhaps we need to have a little bit more discussion before we just sort of casually note that there's vacancy action and hope that will solve all of the resource issues. Thank you.
Thank you for Member Nazwap. I see flag for Member for Europe, please.
Thank you. Mr. Vice Chair, I think the same sort of point as the Member for Southwest Pacific. I think, what do we mean by sustainable secretariat? I think it's very welcome that FAO will be has created this additional post. I'm advised that there will be another, or there will be a retirement from the credit secretariat later on. So, I mean, maybe that post should be filled as soon as possible in order to, so we don't add one post and then have a vacancy for a long time and another position. Just going back to the point the member for Southwest Pacific made, I think it's very important for us to look at this because in the procedural manual, you know, there isn't much about the secretariat, but there's a little bit of text here which sort of says that they shall appoint officials to assist the officers and the secretary in performing all duties that the work of the commission may require. Now, I think it's quite obvious that the credit secretariat is under a lot of pressure and may not have the full capacity to perform all the duties the Commission may require, and we may never be in that position, and obviously as any organisation you have to prioritise what you can and cannot do. But I think I would agree that we do need a little bit more consideration of what exactly we would like the secretariat to be able to perform, and identify those areas, either skill sets or resources, that the secretariat feels it needs in order to fully fulfil its function properly, or at least be able to fulfil those priorities which are given to it.
Thank you, Member for Europe. I don't see another flag. So. I see that there is need for further discussion and especially the clarification of what we mean by a sustainable secretariat. But I also want to draw your attention that actually there is a consultant's report. It's a lengthy report. I'm sure many of you have had time to read it. And maybe we should be trying to also cut out discussion with the report in mind. I want specifically brought your attention of the report of that consultant. I believe that we all have it. The executive summary. I think it is somewhere in the executive summary. Just be sure. Just check again. I'm looking for a text which reads, the evaluation tried to give answer to the key question of whether the Codex Secretariat is sufficiently capable in terms of availability of budget, which we have discussed, human resources, and then skills and competence to support current activities, but also to assist the Commission and its subsidiary bodies in facing the challenges of rapidly changing world and where necessary act as a catalyst of change. That is a text I've been trying to look at, to find, but I can't find it now. Page four? Okay. On page four, I understand. Fifth paragraph. Right, thank you very much. So now, what exactly is a sustainable secretariat? We need to unlock that wording if we agree or if we don't agree with it, and then proceed to make recommendations on recommendation number two. FAO, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Creo que este es un punto crítico de la discusión porque a lo largo de dos o tres días, no son tantos, pero a lo largo de toda la discusión que hemos tenido, hemos visto que se requiere un incremento de las actividades de tipo de gestión del Codex que ustedes han señalado como prioridades para tener un mecanismo interno que tenga una mayor eficiencia. Es por ello que nosotros consideramos que, por ejemplo, el puesto de profesional 5 que ha quedado vacante es un puesto importantísimo que se debe de llenar a la brevedad posible para que todas estas demandas que ustedes han puesto durante estos días puedan realizarse en la nueva gestión. Pero también es importante que creo que aquí se tiene que llevar un debate quizá con un tiempo limitado acerca de lo que ustedes como un grupo que asesorará a la comisión, a la próxima comisión, consideran que significa un secretariado sostenible. O sea, cuando se pide un determinado requerimiento de personal es para alcanzar un objetivo definido. Y poco a poco veo que la discusión está avanzando a tener más claridad acerca de qué es lo que la comisión y qué es lo que el consejo considera que sería un secretariado que está actuando de manera totalmente sostenible en diferentes esferas. Así que tendríamos que hacer una discusión, como usted bien lo dice, señor presidente.
Thank you, FAO. Can we spend very quickly what is a sustainable secretariat? Or given the explanation and the recommendation, what do we envisage a sustainable secretariat to be? What's the feeling of the executive committee on this item. Member for Africa.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je vais essayer de donner un point de vue au regard même des éléments formulés par le document du consultant. C'est vrai que je l'ai lu depuis l'année dernière, je ne l'ai pas sous les yeux, mais je pense que des éléments importants qui ont été soulignés étaient relatifs à l'effectif extrêmement réduit du secrétariat. Et je constate qu'il y a un certain nombre d'efforts pour remédier à cela. Pour moi, un secrétariat durable, c'est un secrétariat qui a en tout cas l'effectif de personnel qualifié requis et qui dispose des ressources en tout cas suffisantes pour pouvoir répondre à nos préoccupations, au nombre desquelles on a dit produire ces très grand nombre de documents et dans des délais raisonnables, c'est-à-dire être en mesure de nous envoyer ces documents dans un temps suffisant pour que nous puissions préparer les différentes réunions, garder les contacts avec les points de contact, et surtout pour ce qui concerne les pays en voie de développement, il y a tout un effort de renforcement de capacités, aussi animé sur les outils de communication au nombre desquels le site. Je pense que si nous avons ce secrétariat qui a la capacité de mener ces activités que nous attendons dans le temps, je pense, et là, bien sûr, il faut que ce soit du personnel recruté et permanent, pas des gens qui sont là pendant un certain temps. Merci.
Thank you, member for Africa. Let's turn to the custodian of English language. Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Probably upset the other English-speaking member. I think it's a very good question. What is a sustainable Codex Secretariat? I'm sure everyone here could produce a list of the ideal Codex Secretariat and a very long list of activities that they could be involved in. But you referred to the consultant's report, and I'd also like to refer to that on page 5. There's a very long list of overall conclusions, but at the very least, my definition of a sustainable secretariat would encompass bullet point 6, which, under the overall conclusions, reads, the secretariat has insufficient resources to fully support the current activities of the CAC and its subsidiary bodies in a timely manner and with a desired level of quality. Now, I think at the very least, as I said, my personal definition of a sustainable secretariat would meet that need, and perhaps supported by the bullet point 8, which refers to some bureaucratic procedures under FAA rules. But at the very least, I think that's what I would consider a sustainable secretariat. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Member for Europe. I think we are moving forward. Member for Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Comparto plenamente lo señalado por el miembro por África y el miembro por Europa. Independientemente de ello, me parece que quizás deberíamos, si bien tenemos un informe del consultor, quizás en la práctica nos esté faltando algún tipo de información para pensar en esta secretaría sostenible que pretendemos que actúe con eficacia y con eficiencia. Claramente, durante los años anteriores, hay cuestiones que no se han cumplido, como señaló el miembro por África, respecto de los plazos de entrega de los documentos, de las traducciones de los documentos, y esto entorpece el trabajo de todos los miembros del Códex y los observadores y la capacidad de cada uno de nosotros para poder responder. Independientemente de ello, hoy hemos señalado también otras cuestiones en las que el secretariado debería intervenir. Y, por cierto, esto genera más trabajo. Ahora bien, hay otra serie de cuestiones que, no, sinceramente, desconozco, no conozco en profundidad la dinámica de trabajo, pero tampoco sé si están debidamente distribuidos los recursos humanos para responder a la carga de trabajo del Códex. Y con esto quiero decir si cierto personal del Códex está muy sobrecargado en sus actividades y quizás otro está subvaluado, ¿no? Que no tiene demasiadas responsabilidades, y esto en realidad lo que hace es que se desbalancee el trabajo. Y la otra cuestión que me preocupa cuando pienso en las actividades del secretariado es que, no sé, pero creo que por lo menos durante los dos últimos años el secretariado ha realizado también trabajos de capacitación. Si bien entendemos que en la parte de desarrollo de normas seguramente son los más capacitados, la realidad es que la capacitación a nivel internacional de los puntos de contacto y de los grupos de Códex no es una tarea inherente al secretariado de Códex, es una tarea que siempre ha realizado la FAO. Posiblemente esto también recargue de trabajo al secretariado, y quizás sería preferible que el secretariado se mantenga con sus funciones originales para que tenga el tiempo suficiente para realizarlas, y que la FAO en todo caso contrate más personal para llevar adelante las tareas de capacitación. Realmente desconozco cuánto tiempo efectivo le ha llevado en este último tiempo al secretariado del Códex ocuparse de la capacitación, pero me parece que no es algo que tendrían que hacer en las actuales circunstancias. Si se le modificara su mandato, posiblemente se le podría asignar inclusive más personal para cumplir con la tarea de creación de capacidad, si se considera que la tiene que hacer el secretariado. Gracias.
Thank you very much, member for Latin America and the Caribbean. Member for Nazwa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I think that we need to think about a sustainable secretariat as one that has the ability to be flexible in order to meet the changing requirements of the environment that it operates in. Adding additional resources, which is something that the Codex membership continually asks for, is not always the way to solve the problems. And perhaps there are some areas in terms of operations that could be carried out either more efficiently or in a different manner. And as a suggestion, perhaps looking at the role of host governments and what they can do to assist the secretariats in the preparation for meetings could be one way of gaining some more time for the secretariat. We're not always privy to the different arrangements between different host countries. Certainly, in our case, I think we do quite a lot to assist the secretariat in terms of the preparation of the papers. And so a lot of that role is removed, or a lot of the burden is removed from the secretariat, such as compiling the country comments, organising translations, etc. So I wonder if it's worth looking at some of those activities in respect of particularly those host countries that have been host countries for many years, and to see whether there could be a more equal partnership in terms of the preparation for some of the meetings.
Uh, Thank you very much, member for NASWAP. I think on recommendation number two, I have a feeling that I want to propose that maybe we should drop the word sustainable, as it seems to convey or portray different meaning to the readers, especially those that may not have read the consultant's report. But we should go ahead and probably qualify what we would want to have as maybe an efficient and effective secretariat. That's my first proposal. My second proposal is to take that recommendation and divide it into two, because it mixes up two issues. One of the issues is to the secretariat and the need to provide sufficient resources to the secretariat. But the second part is actually targeted at the FAO and WHO as far as capacity building activities are concerned. So my proposal would be to break that long sentence of recommendation number two into two, to FAO and WHO as far as capacity building is concerned, and the secretariat in terms of daily operations, work processes, etc., etc. If the proposals are agreed, then we would support, I would propose that we support recommendation two with those changes. Member for Latin America and the Caribbean.
Gracias, señor presidente, pero en realidad me parece que me perdí un poco cuando usted hizo esa recomendación. Es cierto que el párrafo se ocupa de dos cuestiones, al menos yo lo separaría en dos cuestiones, pero no veo la de creación de capacidad acá. En realidad el tema es, ¿cuáles son los recursos? ¿Qué deberían hacer la FAO y la OMS para brindarle al secretariado del Códex todos los recursos necesarios para cumplir con eficacia y eficiencia su labor en el tiempo? Y en realidad lo que separaría de este párrafo quizás es la última parte relativa al estudio de nuevos modos de negociación internacional sobre el procedimiento de establecimiento de normas, que es un punto de lo que no hemos hablado y es un tema que puede ser interesante, pero yo no le daría el aval en el medio de las restantes cuestiones, porque me parece que no hacen sí a la cuestión. Sí es interesante tener un estudio, pero me parece que esto tendría que quedar por fuera de lo que es la recomendación 2, ¿no? La recomendación 2 en realidad enumera toda una serie de cuestiones de las que se ocupa el secretariado, se debería ocupar eficientemente, que en definitiva es lo que marca o delimita las funciones del secretariado. Y obviamente sí, respaldaríamos la decisión, pero limitando o sacando la última parte relativa al estudio de nuevos modos de negociación. La sacaría de la recomendación, no quiere decir que me oponga, pero una cosa es que sea un trabajo que haga el secretariado y otra cosa que quede incluida dentro de la recomendación para el secretariado. Gracias.
I'm sorry if I was not very clear, but recommendation number two is addressed to FAO and WHO. I think we all agree on that. In the actual recommendation, which is a one-sentence recommendation, there is a mixture of activities, in my view. The first part is talking about the Secretariat and the need for FAO and WHO to provide sufficient resources to help the Secretariat implement the improvements in Dell operations and enhance their role in standard setting process, strategic orientation, etc., etc. The sentence goes to say, including well-defined capacity building initiatives targeting Codex contact points. I need guidance there, but I thought that is now not work of the Secretariat, but of FAO and WHO. And then it ends by saying, and exploring new means of conducting international negotiation on setting standards. Now, that bit, when you read the report, is for the Secretariat. So there is a mix-up of issues there, and I thought for clarity, maybe would provide different wording or sentence to clarify that. That was my initial proposal. Having said that, can I have a sense of this committee on recommendation number two? Because we need to move on. Member for North America, please.
Well, it's been an interesting discussion. I think that over the last how many days it's been, we've really talked about a lot of things that relate to what our expectations are and what we believe the Secretariat should do, what we would like to see the Secretariat doing. And of course, there are the core functions which the report does lay out that relate to the standard setting activities. It would be very helpful in my thinking through this to hear what the Secretariat thinks in terms of, you know, thinking about what we've talked about and understanding that maybe we don't all agree exactly on all of these things as whether or not they're functions of the Secretariat. But I assume that some thought has been given to how do we do all of our work. And so I'd be interested in knowing the Secretariat's views in terms of what they would see as necessary for sustainable, efficient, effective, whatever we want to call it. I think they're both appropriate terms. And I think that maybe would help the group understand a little bit better about what is needed.
Thank you, Member for North America. Secretariat, Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Perhaps we had not understood that recommendation, but for us it was quite one of the usual recommendations we hear from the Commission. It was in the same line to ensure that, from a general point of view, FAO and WHO should allocate sufficient resources, etc. There are some of the activities, perhaps there is some discussion, it was mentioned that we do not do actually capacity building, it is the case. Perhaps it was proposed in the evaluation, that's another issue. But okay, in general, it was to say that the resources should be sufficient. We did not expect such a discussion on sustainable, efficient, etc. That's up to the committee. In fact, as you said, Mr. Chair, this is directed to FAO and WHO, and as some members questioned, these are proposed recommendations. Now, the role of the committee is to advise the Commission, and the Commission will take a decision, will make recommendations to FAO, WHO, Codex Secretariat. So we would have thought this was general recommendation, would accept some issue of wording, would not create too many problems, because everybody would agree that the organizations should allow sufficient resources to allow the Secretary to fulfill its role and do what the member countries are asking them to do, the various committees. And of course we hear that in other parts of the discussion, to really identify clearly what is it that the Secretary needs to do. And in the cases where it is not as you expect, which might be under point six, perhaps we will discuss a little more in detail. We would expect, we had the information yesterday on the budget, and for us we would consider that the resources we have, we would like to recall that this is not the first evaluation. There was a comprehensive evaluation in 2002. As a result of that evaluation, there were more resources put there. There was an increase in the number of persons in the Secretariat itself, the number of additional posts. We also benefit from some colleagues seconded by their governments. For the moment, we have two of them, and it's very useful. We also, as mentioned by our colleague from Australia, and the contribution from the member, the host countries, is very useful in terms of preparation of papers, translation, etc. Also, during the work in the committee, we work in very good cooperation with them, and that's very useful as well. In general, we can say as a whole, for the whole body of host countries. So he would say that in the current situation, this increased to, also there was a lot of discussion on information technology. We would like to recall that our colleague Tom Hyland was on a post which was created after sometime after the evaluation, as an entirely new post, which was really to manage all the issues related to communication and publication. So this increase already has taken place. In the current situation, we have more people than we had some years ago, also some more tasks. Different tasks, perhaps more related to the work of the executive committee, and but that should not prevent us from, because we discuss more and more about this task of the executive committee, etc. We should not forget that the main body, the main work, is to set the standards, and we should also continue to be involved in the work related to the committees, the technical work, the standard setting. So that was why. But of course, we will always try to fulfill the requirements and the needs from the member countries. So in the present situation, we do not see perhaps a need to discuss much longer on this recommendation, which is quite general, except to clarify the wording. But I think it's a general recommendation to IFE and WHO to maintain more or less the situation as it is with the budget that we have now, which corresponded to a substantial increase in past years. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. IFE Office.
Gracias, señor presidente. En el caso de la FAO, quisiera informar al comité que como parte del análisis realizado por la organización para determinar la prioridad que los países miembros están solicitando cede a los trabajos del Códex, una de las conclusiones importantes es que la operación eficiente del sistema Códex no depende solamente en la efectividad o eficiencia del secretariado, sino de todos sus miembros. En virtud de que, por ejemplo, para la preparación de los documentos y el retraso con el cual esto se suministra, mucho también depende de la oportunidad con la que los países presentan comentarios en algunas ocasiones. Es por ello que entonces la FAO, como parte del nuevo sistema presupuestal que pondremos en operación, ha definido también lo que en inglés se llama Impact Focus Area. Estas áreas prioritarias han sido identificadas como áreas prioritarias para movilización de recursos extrapresupuestales que puedan ayudar a diferentes programas que en la organización han sido señalados como prioritarios. Y una de las áreas prioritarias que ha sido identificado ha sido el establecimiento de normas y reglamentaciones, pero abarcando no solamente las capacidades globales, sino también el fortalecimiento de las capacidades nacionales para el desarrollo de las normas y la implementación de las normas. Estamos preocupados porque el trabajo no solamente es que se desarrolle, sino que se apliquen también. Entonces, quisiera hacer notar que dentro de los mecanismos que la FAO está metiendo en práctica con la colaboración de sus diferentes oficinas regionales es el hecho de que el desarrollo de normas, incluyendo el Códex y otras más que son responsabilidad de nuestra organización, ha sido identificado como prioridad para buscar recursos adicionales a los que mencionamos, que es el presupuesto en este momento aprobado para el Códex. Esto que ha sido aprobado para el Códex por parte de la FAO es programa de fondo regular. Estas nuevas áreas prioritarias es para focalizar las contribuciones voluntarias de los países, y la pregunta de los países donantes fue: de toda esta gama de actividades que tiene la organización, identifiquen una serie de áreas que para ustedes son prioritarias. Entonces, esto ha sido identificado. Esperamos que este sea un mecanismo que, en cuanto empiece a funcionar, nos permita atender mejor las necesidades del Códex.
Thank you, FAO. I think let's have WHO, and then we can summarize and move on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to reiterate some of the things that we have traditionally said when we discuss budget, the total budget of WHO is now only 25% regular budget, which is the regular money that member states pay to be members of WHO. 75% is extra budgetary, so it means additional funds that are provided by donor countries. This means that it's not always as easy to plan for the coming years as you would expect. For instance, in most countries you would have a budget and you would know that budget well in advance, at least the year before. But in many cases in our areas we don't know, so we actually work in the blind. Nevertheless, WHO has set up a results-based management system over the last couple of years, and you have some more information about that. And in that, we have one strategic objective out of 12 important strategic objectives is food safety and nutrition. It's the SO9. The money that has been set aside in that budget, in that tentative budget, is actually a reflection of member states saying that food safety and nutrition is very important and should be at least protected. And actually, this specific strategic objective has been protected more than a number of other strategic objectives in WHO. So there is a recognition that it is important. There is a danger for in the coming years because of the financial crisis. There is a realization in WHO that it might be that some of the extra budgetary funds, which are 75% of our total budget, might not come forward as easily as they have come forward in the past. So there might be a danger in relation to that. Therefore, I would like to repeat again what the chairperson mentioned yesterday, that there is an agenda item on the World Health Assembly. The World Health Assembly only discusses food safety every 10 years. It's 10 years ago, it did it the last time. If member states think there are important things that WHO should do that they are not presently doing, or important money that they should put elsewhere, the time to speak is in the World Health Assembly, not in Codex. Codex is a program under WHO and FAO. The decisions about the money lies with the Director General of FAO and the Director General of WHO. So hopefully when even the chairperson has now made the clear statement to everyone here, we would also get some sort of a result of the food safety people talking to their health colleagues at home and explaining that it doesn't help to talk about Codex budget in Codex. It helps to talk about Codex budget in the World Health Assembly. And so all this just to say that the money that has been set aside for Codex Secretariat is the same amount that has been set aside since 2003 from WHO. In that period, FAO has increased significantly. Whether we are at 18%, 82%, 25, 75, I don't think it's very important for Codex member states. As long as the money gets into the Codex Secretariat and the Codex Secretariat can work with that, I think that's the most important part of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, WHO. Recommendation number two. I want a proposal from the floor. Focus to FAO and WHO. We have heard from both parties that they are agreeable to allocating more resources so long as the member states do so. It has also been agreed that there is need to support our secretariat to undertake the activities that we require of the secretariat. I would therefore now like a proposal, because my proposal was not acceptable, so I would want a proposal from the floor. On recommendation number two, and then we'll move on, because most of the issues now being talked about actually in recommendation number six, which we haven't arrived to. May I propose as follows, that we agree that FAO and WHO should allocate sufficient resources, staff and non-staff, to the joint Codex budget to create an efficient and effective secretariat able to support current activities of Codex, to implement the necessary improvements in their daily operations, and to enhance their role in the standard setting process, the strategic orientation of the Commission, and communication with member states and the public at large. Full stop. I repeat that we agree to support this recommendation, number two, that FAO, and it would read FAO and WHO, should allocate sufficient resources, bracket, staff and non-staff, close bracket, to the joint Codex budget to create an efficient and effective secretariat able to support current activities of Codex, to implement the necessary improvements in their daily operations, and to enhance their role in the standard setting process, the strategic orientation of the Commission, or CSC, communication with member states and the public at large. Full stop. Vice Chair Davi.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, on the portion that you propose to delete, if that is
aimed at capacity building of the Codex contact points in different countries, well, I think it's an important recommendation, and we need to retain that. Because the sentence, it says, targeting CCPs, Codex contact points, and exploring new means of conducting international negotiations on setting standards. That would mean capacity building by FAO and WHO in countries for this purpose. Probably it's an important aspect. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Member for Latin America and the Caribbean.
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad yo había interpretado que la creación de capacidad a la que se refiere acá es la que brindaba, la que estaba brindando el Códex a los puntos de contacto, no la FAO y la OMS. Si se, a nuestro criterio, la FAO y la OMS es la que debería brindar todo tipo de asesoramiento en, y promover la creación de capacidad. Esto teniendo en cuenta cuáles son las funciones del secretariado del Códex. Si le vamos a agregar la función de creación de capacidad, no hay problema. Se le asignarán mayores mayor cantidad de recursos humanos al Códex, pero lo que tenemos que definir es si es una función del secretariado o no la creación de capacidad.
Vice Chair Ostergaard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Maybe I am disturbing your agenda, your attempts to conclusion, but I do by all means take the risk to mention what was, I think, said at the beginning of the debate, that we could not change the text of the consultant report. We should not try to change the text. What we can do is make additional comments, I think, to it. So try to redraft the text, which would not be in accordance with the initial remarks. So I would suggest that maybe a solution is that we support the recommendation in general, but make the remark that capacity building initiatives targeting Codex contact points is the obligation of the FAO, WHO, and not the Secretariat. I think that's what you're aiming at, to correct that mistake, so to speak, in the consultancy report. Because the last, if you do what you propose, you also take the last part out, and exploring new means of conducting international negotiations and setting standards, you also take that out. And I think that would be a pity, because I think that is a wish of at least many of us, that this is an important effort by the Secretariat to try to help us exploring new ways of making progress. That is one of the wishes we have, that the Secretariat is active in helping committees, helping the Commission, whoever is at stake, to do these things. And one of the means is to actually explore new ways of doing it. So you would miss that out. So that would be my suggestion, but it's slightly different. But I think the consequence is the same, but we stick to the fact that we should not change the text of the consultant report, but make additional remarks. Thank you.
Before I give the floor to the secretary, the last bit is coming in recommendation number 7. So I would keep it there of negotiations. So I would keep it there. I think what is missing, the last bit for recommendation 2 is again reflected under recommendation number 7. So we could take it up there. The only bit which was mentioned by Vice Chair Dave is the capacity building. And I would propose maybe we keep that, but as a separate sentence instead of mixing the two. Vice Chair Davi.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the recommendation needs to be read along with column number 2, to whom it is addressed. This recommendation is addressed to FAO and WHO, which means that FAO and WHO should allocate sufficient resources for the Codex Secretariat. And the second part of this is that FAO and WHO should carry out well-defined capacity building initiatives targeting so-and-so. So it is addressed to FAO and WHO. It's nothing to do with the Secretariat per se. The work relating to Secretariat will come under 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Member for Europe.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice Chair. Okay, I'll have a go at a proposal. I think what's just been said is important. This is addressed to, this recommendation is addressed to FAO and WHO, and the ones addressed to the Codex Secretariat duplicate some of that, but those recommendations are addressed to the Codex Secretariat. And given that this discussion, on my reading of this paper, is that this executive committee is invited to consider all the recommendations, I think the only thing that we could do as an executive committee on recommendation 2 is to agree whether we agree with this recommendation. So the proposal would be, and I might be stepping out of line here, that the executive committee agrees with the recommendation, notes that there is a need to improve the effectiveness and efficiency of the Council the Codex Secretariat to meet the work of Codex, and that this needs to be done through a combination of recommendation 6 as well as resources allocated by FAO and WHO. So that would be my proposal, because it picks up on the FAO point earlier that it's not just a matter of money and resources, it's about effectiveness and efficiency of operation. So would you like me to repeat that? Or
yes.
Okay, so the proposal, I say, because we're just, the CC exec is asked to give a view on the recommendation, proposes that the CC exec agrees with the recommendation, notes that there is a need to improve the effectiveness and efficiency of the Codex Secretariat to meet the work of Codex, and that this needs to be done through a combination of recommendation 6 as well as resources provided by FAO, or continued resources provided by FAO and WHO.
Let me repeat what I've taken down, and if it's not correct, then I'll ask the member for Europe to again help us here. The submission says that this committee agrees with recommendation number 2, but notes the need to provide sufficient resources, provide sufficient resources for effective and efficient Codex Secretariat to meet the work of Codex, and this needs to be done in combination with recommendation 6 and resources allocated by FAO and WHO. Is that a fair. Member for Europe, please.
Thank you. Okay, I'll repeat it a little bit slowly. I think other members are probably might be disagreeing in any case. But I think, as I said, I mean, because this is a recommendation addressed at FAO and WHO, I'm not sure there's an awful lot we can do about it. But the proposal is, take my glasses off, that as a CC exec, given that we're giving our views to the Codex Commission, that we agree with the recommendation made at point two, that as a CC exec, we note that there is a need to improve the effectiveness and efficiency of the Codex Secretariat to meet the work of Codex, and that this needs to be done through a combination of Recommendation 6, as well as continued resources, or sufficient continued resources, provided by FAO and WHO.
Thank you, Member for Europe. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thought so far we had been going really focusing on one recommendation at a time. Perhaps in the general section before we can say that we would mix the recommendations and put some other general recommendations. But I think we've had a very clear and constructive exchange of view, and the point of this recommendation is whether to see, and I think that was raised at the beginning by the member for Asia, the recommendations themselves are not changed. It's a working document. Like in previous evaluations or any working document, we look at it as it is, but the executive committee, its role is to make recommendations to the Commission on how to follow up on this recommendation, so it can put whatever recommendation from the executive committee it will see fit to make. And that would be, Mr. Chairman, what you had proposed at the beginning, taking that text and saying, because we need to have a reply in the sense of saying, yes, the CC exec supports the fact that FAO and WHO should allocate sufficient resources, really going one by one on the recommendations. Of course, recommendation 6, it's another question. So perhaps we can add something in the general part saying that, as proposed by the member for Europe, that was a general statement. Perhaps we can also put, of course, but we need to have a reply from the executive committee saying, yes, we support recommendation 2, which is very important because it's recommendation to FAO and WHO to allocate sufficient resources. I think everybody knows it's very important. So perhaps we would try not to lose that important element in the discussion. Thank you.
Member for Nazwa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I was going to make a similar point to the Member for Europe. I think that it's important to recognise that, yes, we did support that recommendation, but we also noted that there are other ways of providing efficiencies, and that just to provide additional resources is not the only answer. So, I mean, I'm happy to support the recommendation of the Member for Europe, but and I think that we do need to recognise that the recommendations really aren't in isolation. They are all about the same program, and I actually don't see a problem with linking our note to the recommendation 6 at this point. But if you have other views, I do have another alternative. I won't put that forward now. Just confuse everyone more.
can we improve on the submission from the Member for Europe? Because we really need to move on. The issue is about allocation of resources. Everybody seems to agree that we need to provide sufficient resources and to request FAO and WHO to do that. We are now stuck in the way the text should be framed, and we are taking a lot of time, I'm afraid, on that. So let's have a proposal that we can refine, and then we move on to the next, because there are other important recommendations which we must consider. Coordinator for Nearest, please.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. أنا لا أوافق على ربط التوصية الثانية بالتوصية السادسة، بما أن إذا ما رجعنا إلى تقرير الخبير فإنهم توصيتان نابعين من ملاحظات ومعاينات مختلفة. فإن المسألة المالية كان لها جزء كبير من تقرير الخبير المستشار، ومسألة تنظيم العمل داخل الأمانة كان له حيز كبير من معاينة ومن ملاحظات. لذلك فإن التوصيتين لهم مبرراتهم على حدة، وأنا موافق على التوصيات كما وردت في الجدول المصاحب وكما وردت في تقرير المستشار. وملاحظة أخيرة، الرجاء معنا في النقاش أن لا نبتعد عن التقرير أو التقرير الأصلي للمستشار الذي أعطى ملاحظاته بناء على معاينات واستشارات ومعناها معاينات ميدانية، وليست التوصيات في معزل من التقرير الأصلي. وأرى أن النقاش الذي دار خلال الجلسة الصباحية والآن يبعدنا عن تقرير المستشار، وأصبحنا نسوق من جديد التوصيات، وليس هذا الدور التي مطلوب منا في هذه المرحلة على الأقل. شكرا.
Thank you, Coordinator for Nearest. Member for North America.
Thank you. I have a couple of points. First of all, a simple one. When we talk about which of the other points that we're going to mention, the representative from Europe mentioned number six. I would say that we also need to mention 8 and 9. 8 and 9 are also efficiency things. So we need an effective and efficient secretariat in combination with 6, 8, and 9. But then the other half of my comment is, I think it's nice to ask for sufficient resources. So what are sufficient resources? It gets back to kind of my earlier comment of what is a sustainable secretariat? How do we know what we need? And so I would just suggest an additional comment. Provide sufficient resources as identified by the secretariat, or whomever we think the appropriate person is, for an effective and efficient secretariat.
Member for Asia, please.
Thank you. Actually, I wanted to say almost a similar thing as the North American representative. Since we're told that we cannot change the wording of recommendations, so we have to state in the report what would be our attitude or decision towards these recommendations. So in essence, we can agree with the proposal of representative from Europe. However, I agree with the North America that the most part of recommendation 2 is simply the reflection of recommendations targeted to Codex Secretariat from 6 all the way through to 9. So I don't think just it's 6 that would help efficiency. So I think we would like to see if there is to be some reference to recommendations, then it should include not only aid but others as well. Thank you.
Member for Europe, please.
Okay. Yes, it's a proposal. So we don't need to pick out recommendation six. We could say through a combination of the recommendations addressed to the sort of Codex Secretariat, as well as continued resources made, well, whatever it was I said, provided by FAO and WHO. So yeah, I just picked six out because it looked nice. But you could say the other recommendations addressed to the Codex Secretariat. But it's, the issue is about the combination. I think it's picking up the point that FAO made earlier and the members of Southwest Pacific. It's about resources and about efficiency. And again, that point's been made by other members as well.
There was a proposal of including sufficient resources as identified by the Secretariat. Is there opposition to inclusion of that? I see none. Okay. Coordinator, Latin America and the Caribbean.
Gracias, señor presidente. Me parece que coincidiendo con lo expuesto por el miembro de Norteamérica y con lo aclarado por el secretariado, lo que tendríamos que estar haciendo como comité ejecutivo es aprobando o desaprobando las recomendaciones o tratando de ampliarlas un poco en conjunto con lo que se ha expuesto aquí por todos los miembros. Lo que creo que deberíamos de hacer en primer lugar es definir qué es un secretariado sustentable o una secretaría del Códex Sustentable y en base a ello pedir y decir que la recomendación número 2 deberá de ser el aportar los gastos o el aportar el presupuesto necesario para cumplir con las actividades y enumeremos las que nosotros deseemos que creamos que vayan a ser un secretariado sustentable. Es lo mismo que dijo el miembro de Norteamérica y lo que dijo el miembro de Europa. Yo creo que deberíamos de ir en ese sentido, más que tratar de redefinir lo que dijo el experto al hacer el estudio sobre la eficiencia del secretariado. Gracias, señor presidente.
I think we had agreed on how to move. And I see a lot of support of the proposal that has been made by the member for Europe. I also see a general agreement of including of a clause as proposed by member for North America. And I would therefore like to attempt to make the summary for recommendation 2, I hope it will be acceptable to the committee, and then we can move on. My attempt is as follows. This committee agrees with recommendation number 2, but notes the need for an effective and efficient secretariat to meet the work of Codex. And this needs to be done through a combination of recommendations directed to the Codex Secretariat, as well as sufficient and continued resources provided by FAO and WHO as identified by the Secretariat. FAO, please.
One question. These needs will be identified by the Secretariat and also to the Commission, because it's the Commission who finally will decide what sort of work need to be done as a whole. Can you kindly clarify through the committee this question?
We are trying to who identifies the resources. Is it the Commission? Is it the Secretariat? Is it the Executive Committee?
Mr. Chairman, we have some sort of communication between FAO and WHO, and my colleague will give some opinion on that matter.
WHO, please. Mr. WHO.
All these things link together to also to the planning and the planning process that we have just discussed. Because what is expected from the Commission is the need in relation to what needs to be done. That doesn't mean the specifics about how much money that would cost. So the need is something that relates to the work plan, the strategic plan, the work that has been going on here. Defining that need will be very important for the WHO and FAO to then say, okay, if this is what they need, we will allocate this amount of money which we know will cover for these needs. If Codex Commission comes up and says we need to do double the amount of standards the next 5 years because there is a major epidemic in blah, 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 then WHO and FAO will see, does that make sense? Then we have to allocate double the amount of money. Or it could be the other thing. We have now done chemical standards for the last 40 or 50 years. Maybe we have enough of them. Maybe we should not work so much on that. And then you're cheaper. Okay, that's never going to happen. I know that. But in that sense, the Commission should define, based on the discussion here in the Executive Board, and that's, I think, the good work of the Executive Board now is moving towards doing that, advising the committee, and then the committee decides this is the needs. Then it goes to FAO and WHO, and we hopefully then will have a mechanism to translate into what the cost is, because if we have this good work going on defining what the cost is of the different things, we can see whether the cost is within the limits that we're already giving or whether we have to increase or decrease. And then the decision will be made by FAO and WHO. So the need comes from the Commission, but the decision on the funds comes from FAO and WHO. Director General.
Thank you for that clarification. I think we need to move on. Yes? It's not the Codex Secretariat from the clarification, it's the Commission. We want to move on to recommendation number four. Recommendation number four is about the trust fund. And this is member for NASWAP, sorry.
I'm sorry, Mr. Vice Chair, just to go back, after the intervention from the WHO, which of course we would strongly agree with, we'd just like to be sure about the actual language of that final wording from that final proposal before we move on. Thank you.
Instead of the secretary to help the commission. The summary was as follows, that this committee agrees with recommendation 2 and notes the need for effective and efficient Codex Secretariat to meet the work of Codex, and this needs to be done through a combination of recommendations. Can't read my handwriting again. Combination of recommendation addressed to Codex Secretariat, as well as sufficient and continued resources provided by FAO and WHO as identified by the Commission. Member Nazwa, so, thank you very much. Recommendation 4 is targeted to the trust fund. Coordinator for Asia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I just discussed with my friend, Coordinator for Africa, and in my opinion, I'm sorry, a little bit reluctant to speak this. In my opinion, we cannot do anything about the result or the report from the consultant, because this recommendation go to FAO, WHO, and Codex Secretariat. So I think FAO, WHO and Codex Secretariat should make comment or respond. And this document, the last six pages of this document, FAO, WHO and Codex Secretariat have already made a response for this. So what I would like to suggest is to see the six last document, so what we can do about this comment from FAO, WHO, and Codex Secretariats.
And coordinator for Asia, that is what we are actually doing now. The consultant made a report. He asked for responses, which are given in the page numbers you referred to. This committee is supposed to look at all those and either agree or not agree with the recommendation with a view of advising the Commission. This is the process. I thought we were together, but this is the process which we are currently undertaking. So we are not forgetting anything. I hope that is clear to Coordinator for Asia. There was another flag. It's okay. Recommendation number 4. Recommendation number 4 is on the trust fund. This morning we heard that we have some visitors from the trust fund who are doing the evaluations. I believe they are here. We also understand our friend and former chair of the commission is here, Dr. Slorak, you're welcome. So on that note, we shall break for tea for 10 minutes, I think. So that we are able to conduct business. So let's do it as quickly as possible. And we restart this meeting.